Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
You've waited all week. You've kept your mouth shut.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
You've said only what you're supposed to say. You've hidden your feelings and kept them inside, and so have we. But now it's your time to stand up and shout. Say what you feel. Lay it all on the line. Who cares what anyone else thinks? It's time to read, to respond, to entice, to enrage, and get it all off your chest. It's time for Mouthing Off All Over the World.
It is time for Mouthing Off All Over the World with hosts Fast Eddie Mansfield and Patricia Sunny the California Girl Summerlin. How y'all doing?
Doing great. Hi, guys.
Hey, I cannot. Hey, everyone on the planet knows that the Bengals and the Rams will be playing in the Super Bowl 56 in SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles. What do you think about this matchup, Patricia?
Oh, I think it's going to be great. After all, Joe Burrows, Matthew Stafford, and Cooper Kupp, my favorite, of course. It's going to be a great, great, great game. And they're here in LA, they're in my home state. The home team, and Los Angeles Rams are headed to the Super Bowl, right? For the first time in 3 years, making NFL history, don't forget, in their fifth Super Bowl appearance as a franchise. They'll become the first team, Eddie and Jeff, to play in a conference championship game and the Super Bowl on their own stadium, at their stadium. Yay! SoFi go! I'm so excited.
You know what we're going to do? We're going to also take a look at the new head coach candidates, Jeff. It's going to be a bunch of them. You know, Patricia, what do you think about some of these new head coaches that's coming in?
Well, I heard Broncos hired Hackett from the Packers. Mm-hmm. Right?
Not a bad choice. You know, Patricia, there just might be two new guys showing up in Denver real soon.
Right? I know. You know that I've got a couple trades for you. Actually, I've got five trades. Well, look out for this on the offseason. We got Aaron Rodgers to the Denver Broncos, Calvin Ridley to the New England Pats, and I believe we've got Deshaun Watson to New York Giants. Uh-oh. Yeah, Christian McCaffrey to Miami Dolphins, and Russell Wilson to the Chicago Bears.
Well, that's really interesting, because of Russell Wilson going to the Chicago Bears. And they just picked Justin Fields. And now they're going to bring in Russell Wilson. That'll be the first time they've had a real quarterback since Jim McMahon.
That's true, Eddie. We got to take a break here. We'll be right back on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Hey, jabronis. Mouthing Off will return.
Are you looking to start a business? From side hustles to major business opportunity? Franchise 123 connects franchise buyers with sellers. And we have over 4,000 franchises for you to choose from. In one simple 30-second call, our live agents will sign you up to the platform. This is not a hard sales call either. We give you free access to our database. Yes, free access. No cost. We are the largest online franchise database in the world. You can find 95% of all businesses. Buying a franchise doesn't have to be complicated. We make it easy. And right now, some have no startup fees. You can turn your special skill into a franchise business, or go full scale with all the top franchise businesses in the world. Sign up with Franchise 123 now and get your free guide to franchise success now. Call 800-433-0539, 800-433-0539, or text Franchise 123 to 63566. Text Franchise 123 to 63566.
This report is sponsored by IBM. Call for Code brings together the world's software developers and problem solvers to take on pressing societal issues using advanced technologies to create cutting-edge solutions. Call for Code founding partner IBM and its creator, David Clark Kaws, have named Soft Water as winner of the initiative's fourth annual global challenge. The Soft Water sensor and analytics platform was created to combat water quality-related deaths in rural areas. The India-based team will receive $200,000 and support to incubate, test, and deploy their solution with the IBM Service Corps and the Linux Foundation. Ruth Davis, Director, Call for Code.
Call for Code now reaches more than 500,000 innovators across 180 nations, and we see its impact on the ground in local communities. We are excited to work with this year's Global Challenge winner, Saf Water, to deploy a solution that could help provide people with the information they need to address water-caused illnesses.
To learn more, visit callforcode.org.
Do you love driving, but you don't love your car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. It's easy to refinance your car payment. Just call today to get your no-obligation quote and find out how much you can save. To qualify for a lower car payment, your car should be less than 10 years old, have less than 125,000 miles, and you've made at least 6 on-time payments. Call Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your rate and your payment by refinancing. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. Call today and see how much you can save. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. That's 800-871-9417. Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
This is Mouthing Off.
This is Mouthing Off with Fast Eddie Mansfield and superstar Sunny the California Girl, Patricia Summerland.
Wow, well, I like that introduction.
Yeah, I bet you do. Hey, I guarantee you one thing. You know, you can say what you want about the Broncos, but they struck quick and hard and fast. And they jumped all over that Nathaniel Hackett from the Packers, as we were talking about in the open, as their head coach. And, Patricia, do you see anything coming down the pike when it comes to trades, maybe?
Well, just as I was saying, we've got all those great trades.
Yeah, why don't you give us those one at a time, and we'll talk about them.
Yeah, let's go with Aaron Rodgers, which I think, excuse me.
Yeah, Eddie was setting you up for that because he wants to pat himself on the back a little bit. So let's pat Eddie on the back. Eddie said that Aaron Rodgers was going to go to Green Bay, Denver.
And now it
looks like he's right. So Pat's on the back. That looks like a likely scenario. It's going to be unfortunate for them if they made the coaching hire based on getting Aaron Rodgers and they don't, but I'm sure they will. It looks like they will.
Well, who's his teammates going to come with him, Joe?
Devontae Adams came out and said that his career was going to be based on whether or not Aaron Rodgers was the quarterback. So I guess, I don't know what his contract situation looks like, but that would be one.
But I think he's going.
Yeah.
He's going there too.
Yeah. He liked that.
Two for one special right there, Eddie.
Yep. Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. That's the reason they jumped all over Hackett, because, you know, as an OC for Aaron Rodgers, and he has Aaron Rodgers' trust. So when you look at that, you go, okay, well, if I bring him in as my head coach, well, number one, I've already got Aaron Rodgers. He loves the guy, and he trusts the guy. And so does Devontae. Devontae's going to go where Aaron Rodgers goes, and because he knows touchdowns follow Aaron Rodgers.
Well,
and touchdowns don't follow a lot of these jokers that you quarterback.
That's going to be a major coup. Yeah. That's going to be a major coup for them. What's the next one you got there, Patricia?
Right. We got Calvin Ridley. He's going to New England Pats. That's interesting.
The hits keep coming for the Atlanta Falcons. He was out all season due to injury, and that really hurt them. Is he a free agent? Is that that's if that's a trade? That's one that the Atlanta Falcons are going to have to suffer through.
Yeah, and you know something? What is really cool is the Raiders hire a former. You talk about the Pats. offensive coordinator as their new head coach, plus his personal GM pick, Dave Ziegler. He's a former player director of personnel for New England. And he's the one who brought in all those big time stars to help Tom Brady out. And that's why that you see that you know who took Dave Ziegler with him as a head coach. He didn't learn that. He made that mistake the first time he went to the Denver Broncos. He didn't have any backup to get his player personnel that could run his offense. Now he's got those Raider – David Carr is in heaven right now as a Raider quarterback saying, oh, my God, I got Josh McDaniels as my head coach. Who can get better than that? The guy who taught and coached Tom Brady how many years and how many Super Bowls, 10 Super Bowls they were in together. I mean, that's just unbelievable. Watch for the Raiders. Raiders are back.
That's right. Now we got Deshaun Watson to the New York Giants.
Well, that's going to be a little I don't have anything for that one.
I don't understand why they would do that, but more power to him. I mean, the guy, if he's cleared of all of the charges against him, then he needs to land somewhere and enjoy him in New York. What's next?
Right, because the Giants aren't that happening. Christian McCaffrey to the Miami Dolphins.
I don't see that.
I don't either. That's insane. He is the face of that Carolina Panthers team, and maybe he wants out because they don't seem to have the personnel surrounding him, and he is a once-in-a-generation talent. So I just can't see them letting him go, but it would be fun to see in Miami with Tua Tagovailoa and Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah.
There you go.
And then ball, brother. That's the problem.
We've got last but not least, guys, Russell Wilson to the Bears.
That's the biggest one that you have. Other than Aaron Rodgers, that's the biggest one I hear, because Russell Wilson isn't happy in Seattle. He could go to a Bears team that seems to have everything they need to have, minus a great quarterback. Justin Fields could be behind him. They may have learned from the team down the street that you have a great young guy playing behind a salty veteran and let him learn behind. And maybe Justin Fields can become what they expect in Chicago just 3 or 4 years down the road. So I like that for Chicago. Sad for Seattle to see their guy go, though.
You know something that's really interesting that perked my interest? All of a sudden, you know, Jim Harbaugh – he's offered all kind of different, you know, deals to be head coach, and he turns them all down. And then he gets the Minnesota Vikings of all the people that offer him the head coaching job, and he likes it.
Yeah, I like that. I like that job, too.
Yeah, he says, hey, I really like this, you know.
That team is a coach away from I mean, they have all the talent in the world there. They're a head coach away from taking the leap, and Jim Harbaugh could be the guy. I mean, he's done it in the past. He's a great coach, and it would be interesting to see a guy coming into a team that's already built like that has – the coaching chops that Jim Harbaugh has. The Giants hired Bills offensive coordinator Brian Daboll as their head coach.
Yeah, they sure did.
So
that's really interesting. You know, coming from the Bills to the Giants.
Yeah. Because of Patricia's trades, that means that he would be interested in having Deshaun Watson. And I don't know that he wants that, but maybe he does. I know Deshaun Watson doesn't want to play for Brian Daboll, so That will be interesting as well.
Hey, Patricia.
Yes, Eddie.
I heard that there's a rumor out there about a number 12 that they call him the greatest of all time. Is that true?
Are you talking about my Tom Brady?
Absolutely.
Of course. You better believe it.
What's the scoop?
Oh, my goodness. He's had one of his best careers ever. His stats is just unbelievable. With a finish of 5,316 passing yards to go and 43 touchdown passes in consecutive seasons. I mean, who does that? And the only third time he threw 40 or more passes in a single season. Well, his decision to retire, as we know, was coming. It is inevitably, guys, because he's 44 years old, right?
Right.
I mean, we don't want to see him go. Mm-mm. Yeah, he's the best. He's the GOAT. However, his wife wants him home with the kids. And I get that. You know, he needs to spend time with them. It's time. You know,
well, and he is putting his time, Patricia. And you know,
definitely.
He owes it to the family now. And, you know, he's a grown man, and he steps up like a grown man and shows that why he's a good husband and he's a good father, and that he's going to make sure that his kids are taken care of, his wife's taken care of. And it's you know, my heart goes out to him, as well as all my admiration as a great athlete. He showed up to play each and every day of his life. And
well, he came out and said that he has not made that decision yet. He said it on his show, talking to Jim Gray, that's definitely not coming from him. He said with the media the way they are these days, they came out with a story, and right from the horse's mouth, it's not true. I will say this, though. You're right about Giselle. And
she's putting the squeeze on him, guys. Yeah,
and but also, I don't think he loved the way they handled Antonio Brown. I think he saw that they took away the weapon that he really needed to go and win another Super Bowl. And I think that he wanted them to take a moment and let that play out. And I think they could have continued to have Antonio Brown. I mean, when you have a guy like Antonio Brown, him taking his jersey off and walking to the locker room shirtless is the least of your worries with Antonio Brown. And Tom Brady,
I think. Number one, your mistake was signing him.
Yeah.
And well, I'm not saying he's not a great ball player, but, you know, if you don't have. God, I mean, he didn't have sense to get out of the rain. I mean, so what? He can go catch a football. That's all they care about in the NFL. If you can run down and catch a football and run a play, that's all they give a damn about. They don't care about your brain, because, you know, 90% of them don't have brains anyway.
I think
so
that
it don't really matter.
I think Tom Brady
they get
was
it knocked out. That's for sure.
I think Tom
hit the helmet there.
I think Tom Brady saw after their playoff loss that was the one thing that they didn't have that he needed, was Antonio Brown. You know, Chris Godwin's down, and they needed that other threat. So I believe that is going to play into his decision on whether to go back to Tampa, because they have still Godwin and Evans. But is Godwin going to be healthy? Is Evans going to continue to be Evans? I mean, he's no spring chicken anymore, so it'll be interesting.
Patricia's Power of the Week.
We've got the power play right now. And you know who that's going to be? That's going to be Cooper Kupp. Of course.
Cooper Kupp.
And if anybody deserves the MVP, if they could give it to him, they should. Because he's amazing. The best wide receiver, of course, in my opinion. You know, no pass catcher is the more productive Kupp. That's him. Better known as the engine of the LA Rams offense. And you know what, guys? He played such a good game.
He made it happen.
Jeff, I mean, when you looked at Cooper Kupp and how he would get open for Matthew Stafford, and Stafford, he let me tell you something. You can say what you
he
want
ran
about
like
Stafford.
The wind, boy. Those
he,
two together.
He would get open and at Matthew Stafford, and boom.
Touchdown.
That's it.
And
touchdown
Rams.
That's it.
All right, guys. We got to take a break here. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off All Around the World.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968.
That's 800-817-2968.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
Mouthing off all around the world.
This is Mouthing Off All Around the World with Fast Eddie Mansfield and superstar Sunny the California Girl, Patricia Summerlin.
You're talking about collapse, Jeff. You're talking about Miss Superstar over there. Let me tell you about a collapse, Patricia. 18-point lead. Your boy, Patrick Mahomes, he just melted like just Swiss cheese in the hot sun.
He did. He had a really good meltdown there. He wasn't so confident in this game at all. You know, in the first quarter, indeed, he was, you know. Second quarter, they had that coin toss deal going. They thought, you know, this is it. I guess they thought they had it in the bag when they didn't.
Well, Jeff, when you look at the Bengals, you and me, we bet on the Bengals. We just want everybody to remember that we picked the Bengals to win. And they did. And when you look at the way they came back, yeah, I mean, the Bengals, they rolled off 24 consecutive points to capture the lead. I mean, that's just unheard of.
That's what they do. They tend to be a team that they call themselves, I mean, they said it a bunch of times during the broadcast, they're a second half team. They get behind in the first half. And then they put the gas down in the second half, and they did that. However, I don't know that that's a winning the Super Bowl kind of thing. I think they're going to have to try to compete in the first half against the Rams if they want to win the Super Bowl. Yeah,
they won't be there very long.
I don't know if those boys are going to let you.
I will say this, though. You know, I know, Eddie, he's not your favorite guy, but I have to say Matt Gay saved the day. I had to get that dig in because, you know what, he did. Those field goals saved the day.
I'll tell you this. You say that, and I will say that Matt Gay definitely, one of those field goals that he missed, I could have kicked a better field goal than he did on that one.
The one I told Patricia. He needs a little bit more testosterone.
He's guaranteed to miss one a game. It's the funniest thing. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers drafted him, and they moved on from him quickly, and he's ended up in L.A., and I'm assuming at this point that they give him enough opportunities to miss one and then have a couple to make up for it, but he seems to miss a lot of field goals. I don't know what the problem is there, but I mean, he missed one bad in that game. It looked bad.
Oh, Man, that's what I was laughing about. And you
oh
know,
yeah, it went sideways. I'm like, where did it go? It went way
he
to
didn't
right.
know.
I think I heard him yell four after that
four,
one.
Right. Everybody. You know, Patricia, you got to say about Mahomes interception and your boy Evan McPherson's field goal seal the trip to the Super Bowl for the Bengals. The Skyline right. Chili Bengals. That I had no confidence in. That let me tell you something. Their hard work and Joe Burrow and them sticking together like a team. And they just proved everybody that they are winners.
Yes.
And they are in the Super Bowl right now because they earned it.
They sure are.
I just want to say, you pat yourself on the back in the first segment. I'm going to pat myself on the back a little bit here. I took them every week. Of the playoffs, I took the Cincinnati Bengals. And
You took it from me, too.
Yes, you did. Yeah, you know, that's something. The Rams and Bengals, by the way, are the fifth and the sixth of the wild card team since 1990 to take the Super Bowl, which I think is pretty cool. Joining other teams, right? Get this. Pittsburgh Steelers in 2005, New York Giants 2007, Green Bay Packers 2010, and your guys' home team, Tampa Bay Buccaneers in 2020.
And all
isn't
those,
that something?
All those teams won those Super Bowls, if I'm not mistaken, too,
they
right?
They sure did. They
and
did.
You know, something, what's going to be tough is not this week, but next week when we have to do the picks. I know Patricia's, I know where she's going, but for myself and Jeff, it's going to be a tough pick. Because you want that
chili, you guys.
Well, you know,
you don't
bet with your heart. You bet with your brain. And sometimes, you know, you want to say, hey, I believe that the Bengals can beat the Rams, but I just don't believe they can beat them at home.
I really don't think so. No,
speaking
that's
just
no.
me. I don't know a lot, but I know some.
Speaking of home, let's discuss this for a moment because we talked about this last week. The San Francisco 49ers fans definitely got tickets to that game, and they definitely were causing some
they
havoc.
They packed the seats. Yeah, they packed the seats, Jeff. It was ridiculous. There was more 49ers there. And they paid also $600 for a parking spot.
That's crazy.
Not to mention.
This is the reason why I believe there could potentially be a weighted Cincinnati Bengals fan base at that game, which could take away that home field advantage in the Super Bowl. I know Matt Stafford had a delay of game call because he couldn't hear with the San Francisco 49ers fans going crazy in his home barn, which I'm sure frustrated him. And that could happen again with the Cincinnati Bengals. That is a team that has not been very successful in a long time. And these fans may not see it the same way that I see it, that they're going to have probably a decade of success now.
But I'm hoping California and COVID scares them and they stay home.
Yeah, well,
they fill the seats.
They're not going to. They're going to come, and I believe there's going to be a home field advantage for the Bengals from a fan standpoint. I think there's going to be a lot of black and orange in the stadium.
Well, if they didn't buckle, Matthew and Cooper, under the pressure of the fan base with the 49ers, which was, I don't see it with the Bengals, Jeff.
No.
Nope.
I just think that you know, the Rams have a lot of injuries and key places, you know, especially at tight end. They only got one man standing. And he had a heck of a ball game.
That's the thing.
Yeah. And see, they don't have a backup to go to now. And if this guy gets hurt and all they got to do is take his knees out a couple times and he'll be gone.
Cincinnati's.
Then they'll be in trouble.
Cincinnati's stud tight end went down in the AFC championship game too, Azuma. So it'll be interesting to see what they have in store at tight end. But I'll tell you what's overlooked with the Cincinnati Bengals is that their defense doesn't have a lot of big names, but they're a tough defense. They're very good.
Sure,
I mean, they shut down Patrick Mahomes. And they waited to the second half to shut down Patrick Mahomes. But that field goal that was kicked in the second half to tie it up and take it to overtime was the only points that they scored in that second half.
That's strong.
Yeah.
That's true.
You know, and when I'm talking about, you know, the Chiefs collapse and they choked, I mean, everybody's talking about it. Look at the Chiefs. They got really greedy. They had four home field advantages in the last four years, and they've lost two games. Eric Bieniemy, his play calling was horrific. I mean, horrible. I mean, come on, man.
Nobody's hiring him.
If you can't do a better play calling with Patrick Mahomes as your quarterback, you got a problem. They sucked the whole game. The play calling in the second quarter that cost them the ball game was horrible.
I think people have the book on Patrick Mahomes now. I think people have figured out Patrick Mahomes. So Patrick Mahomes is going to have to change his game a little bit if he wants to continue to succeed. The kid's got talent coming out of his ears, but the reality of it is that
what happened with Jimmy Garoppolo? He was kind of not on game either.
Well, Jimmy Garoppolo, the funny thing about this is that he has been on the hot seat, so it was no surprise to a lot of people that Jimmy Garoppolo didn't have what it takes. And let's be honest, it's not like San Francisco went in there and got blown out. That was a good game. I mean, he played a good game, and it went down to the wire. I mean, every game of this playoff has been phenomenal so far. And Jimmy G is most likely not going to be the San Francisco 49ers. They were talking about the fact that when the Rams made that trade for Stafford, that the 49ers head coach was at a resort in Cabo up the street from him, and they were working on trying to get a trade for Matt Stafford, and they really wanted Matt Stafford. Because they didn't get him, they ended up rolling with Jimmy G again. So I think Jimmy G's days in San Francisco are, if not over, they're numbered.
Well, you know, the problem
could be, but it was good to see Jimmy Garoppolo sitting on the side. He looked like a male model.
He's a good looking guy.
Is he good looking?
What's crazy
is he's
second best looking quarterback in New England for a few years there.
You're right, behind Tom Brady. Exactly.
Eddie and Jeff, about the coaches? Shanahan and Shane McVay, they both started at the same time, which I think is pretty cool. And both those teams made it
to
the playoffs. You know, 5 years ago, they were both hired.
Sean McVay and Kyle Shanahan were both coaches on my favorite team at the same time, and neither of them got promoted, and they went on to have great careers, and the toiling continues in the District of Columbia.
And right now, absolutely.
Didn't Gruden hire them?
I don't know. No, it was Mike Shanahan who preceded Gruden. Instead of promoting Kyle Shanahan or promoting Sean McVay, they went with Gruden.
What happened to Jay? He just like disappeared.
He was terrible. I liked him as a coach. I thought they pulled the parachute too early on him and should have given him more of an opportunity. But he didn't win, and he didn't do well with Kirk Cousins, who obviously can take a team to the playoffs, and they're probably going to be looking for a head coach in the next couple seasons, if not next season. And history is told that they should have promoted from within, but they didn't. But hey, listen, guys, we're up against it here. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Around the World.
4 out of 5 doctors recommend adding Mouthing Off to your sports diet.
Yeah, we'll be right back. I got to find that fifth doctor.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Right now, sports betting is the fastest growing industry in the world. To consistently cash tickets at the sports books, it's best to be armed with the right plays from the best sports bettors in the business. That's what you'll get at AgainstTheNumber.com. At AgainstTheNumber.com, you'll get specialists with decades of experience betting multiple sports at a high level and many sports-specific packages from the NFL to college basketball to cricket to soccer to the European Tour that gives you a consistent edge on the sportsbook. For a highly skilled, reasonably priced team of premium sports handicappers focused on one thing and one thing only, beating the books at their own game. Visit AgainstTheNumber.com.
That's AgainstTheNumber.com.
Fever is the leading symptom of COVID and the flu, and the only way to reliably detect fever is with an accurate thermometer. Be vigilant and be accurate with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, proven in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They are proven to be inaccurate and will not reliably detect a fever that might mean COVID. Be sure to seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Take the spa experience home with Alico's luxury sauna line. Choose from a unique variety of indoor or outdoor saunas that come in multiple shapes, sizes, and wood types, handcrafted from the highest quality materials. View our full selection at Alico.com to find the perfect match for your lifestyle. That's Alico.com. 10% off plus free shipping on any item. Use code RADIO10 at checkout. Alico.com. Monthly financing available.
Welcome back to Mouthing Off All Around the World with Fast Eddie Mansfield and Patricia Summerlin. The Rams versus the Bengals in the Super Bowl.
Patricia. Yes, well, we got a lot to talk about there. Now, we know they won, so afterwards, you know, I thought it was very endearing. We had Debo sitting on the bench. After the fans cleared out, he was so upset at the loss that Odell Beckham Jr. went over there and consoled, hugged, held. They had a moment, even a couple moments, guys.
Oh, please, give me a moment. Yeah. You know something, Patricia? If Odell Beckham would have got his ass beat, handed to him, you think Debo would have went over and just hugged his neck and wiped his little tears away and said, oh, you big boy. It's going to be okay, little man. Don't worry about it. We're going to the Super Bowl. How you like sitting at home?
I know. I think Odell Beckham got hit when he took that hit earlier on in the game, helmet to helmet. I think it hurt his head there a little.
Well, it sure did because, you know, he's, you know, most players would never, ever do things like that. That's why the difference in Tom Brady, you'll see Tom Brady waving and smiling. And leaving the field. You know what he done? He's getting the trophy, and he's got the game ball.
And he's out of there.
Yeah, and it's been fun. I got to run. See ya. And so that's it. He don't worry about over massaging some guy he don't even know.
Maybe they're good friends off the field.
Eddie. Oh, please.
Well, I'll tell you this. We know for a fact that Odell Beckham is a sensitive guy, and yeah, you know, he proved it when he was whining about not getting the ball thrown to him enough in Cleveland, and he ended up in LA where he's now a star. And I think it was a good show of class to go over there and console Debo Samuel, who is a phenomenal player. Odell Beckham probably went over and said, buddy, you're gonna have your chance, don't worry, that you keep playing like you play, then you'll get your shot.
Like Odell Beckham, he's never had his shot, and he's going to tell him he's going to have a shot.
Well, he's having his shot right now. I know.
Well, that's the only time, because he got lucky and went to the Rams.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's going to give him advice, please. That's like a jackass going to win a Kentucky Derby. That's not going to happen.
Well,
you know,
he
that's just jackasses, you know, telling each other how great they are. Give me a break. That just don't work. Hey, the only time he ever caught a TD pass in the playoffs was with from Matthew Stafford.
Yeah,
that's it. Now, how's he going to console?
I agree with Jeff, Eddie.
Debo.
I
figured you would. You get your chapstick out.
That's right. Okay. That's some brotherly love. And
yeah,
hey,
you can put your chapstick. That's fine. Chapstick out.
You see it all the time. I mean, even in boxing, where those guys are like beating the hell out of each other after the match, they give each other the little hug and the little like great match.
Oh hell, that's the way out, man. You don't see him. You don't see him. You know. Putting a dress on him and you know,
they do it in the ring. They do it in the ring. I mean, anyway, the Bengals were 125-1 preseason long shots to reach the Super Bowl. Unfortunately, I didn't put any money on them because I would probably be, you guys wouldn't be hearing from me anymore.
Exactly. I wish I'd have put about a grand on that.
Really? I mean, $125,000.
Against them and for my Rams, as we know, because they won and they're just awesome. And again, hey, Cooper Kupp. He's the all-star.
We might actually get those kinds of odds going into the Super Bowl, Eddie. Maybe we'll throw in a little bit put some money down. If there are 125-1 odds for them to win the Super Bowl, you and I might have to throw some money down on that.
Oh, that's right. I'm not eating chili. You guys are going
to
eat chili.
Oh, I'm not going to eat in that skyline.
I'll be honest with you. Chili. I've been going along with the joke the whole time, but there is no way in hell that I would ever put chili on top of pasta. I feel like that's wrong.
Oh. Well, that's nasty chili.
If
you had great chili, it tastes good.
Yeah.
You know, that's skyline chili, shoo, man, that is god awful nasty.
They seem to like it up there, but I feel like that's putting ketchup on spaghetti, and that just doesn't work for me. I feel like.
So what do you think the ticket prices are going to be for the Super Bowl, guys? If you can only imagine on this, I think it got up to 15,000. I have some insight to friends that work at the NFL and was going to get us tickets, and he says, you know, they're charging me $2,000 and I am working here as a programmer. And that was on the low.
Yeah.
So can you imagine the Super Bowl? Woo!
It's getting ridiculous. The everyman rarely gets an opportunity to go see a Super Bowl. You got to either spend your life savings or be a very wealthy person to get tickets to those things. And
exactly.
I think
that's a high dollar.
I don't know how it works with season ticket holders at the venue, if they get some form of lottery or something, but maybe
they get first dibs.
Yeah. Good. Know? Good. So I hope that those people buy the tickets and go enjoy the game. But those Bengals fans are going to be spending a lot of money to go root their team on. And considering the fact that they're going to be more than 50% of the fans in the stadium, I mean, there's going
to
be a lot of money made.
Jeff, you say 50%? I'll have to see, because yeah, they're flying over. They've got the fear of COVID. We've got the COVID checks here because we're in California. And let me tell you, it's not pretty here right now.
No.
They're taking a big risk, not only to mention money, but we're talking their health. So, yeah.
Well,
49ers, they're used to it. They're in San Francisco.
It's already a mess. San Francisco. It is a bad mess. It's like, uh-oh.
Yeah, well, the reality of it is however crazy California is, San Francisco is the craziest of the crazy when it comes to rules and regulations. But the it's going to be a fun game to watch. The Bengals are going to be relying a lot, especially if the tight end's not able to suit up. And it seemed like he had a knee injury. He came out and later in the game and he was wearing a full brace. He was wearing a brace, which in my opinion means he's good. He was in a brace and on crutches. So hopefully it's not a deep injury. And I haven't seen any news on that yet. But Ja'Marr Chase is going to have to come up big, and Higgins is going to have to come up big like he did in the AFC Championship game.
Absolutely.
They're going to have to get those guys open against that phenomenal 49ers defense, although Jalen Ramsey got burned a few times in the game against the 49ers. So
yeah,
it's going
to
be interesting to see if he is what he used to be. But I look forward to this game. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Burrow, you know, when you look at Joe Burrow, he's a man. He's just got cool, calm, and collective. I mean, you know, when you compare him like to a young Brady, I mean, he moves like a young Brady. I mean, he doesn't let things shake him. And Tom Brady was the same way.
Well,
Tom Brady, you couldn't shake him.
The kid's basically a rookie.
Yeah, he is. His second year, really.
It's his second year, but he didn't play more than half of his first year. Yeah.
Yeah, because he got hurt.
Yep.
And when you look at, gosh, the talent this young man is capable of bringing to the party, and he's a leader. He leads by example. And that's a Tom Brady. He got out there and led by example. And if we could, boy, if there's more kids that come along like a Joe Burrow that can lead and have their team play in the way they did, you know, and my hat's off to Matthew Stafford too. There's two guys right there.
I've never been in
this kind of position ever. They never had the opportunity. Matthew Stafford never.
It's
just like if he'd have went to the different nightclub instead of Sammy Hagar and you know, drinking that Sammy Hagar's tequila, you know, he might be at a different team. You know, you never know.
The reality of it is that you have two very there's a lot of juxtaposition here. He's got a guy like in Stafford who's been in the league for a long time, played for a team that could never really achieve, and he finally moves to a team that can. And he's there, and that means that he's going to be hungry because he has seen how important it is to make it to a game like this and how literally you can spend your entire career on a team that never even on preseason game one, you know that team is not going to be in the playoffs and not going to be competing for a championship versus Joe Burrow, who has no experience with this. This is going to seem like the way it's supposed to be for him because in his first full season, he takes the team to the Super Bowl. And so it's like the kicker too for the Cincinnati Bengals. They were talking about the fact that this kid's doesn't have any scars. He's gone out there and he made 11.
Old Scooter, that's his nickname.
He made 11. He made 11 kicks in the playoffs. He's a rookie, and he doesn't know the frustration of missing a big kick in a big game, and he continues to make them. So he's untainted, and Joe Burrow's untainted. So
Evan McPherson.
Yeah,
and when you look at him, boy, he drilled that ball, man, like nothing. That gay guy could learn a few lessons from that Evan. I'm just telling you, Evan can drill that ball like nothing, man.
The best story too, him saying we're going to the AFC Championship game as he's running on the field to kick the game winning field goal. The special team coach hears him. He's like, "What is wrong with this kid?" And it turns out it's what's right with this kid is he has confidence.
He knows what he's doing.
I like a good kicker story.
You know, it's funny, though, Matthew, and not to compare, but Matthew Stafford is like a similar Tom Brady, though, with his look and his play, you know, the whole management. So I'm kind of hoping if Tom Brady steps down that, you know, he takes a lead in that. There's always going to be someone, another Tom Brady. I mean, I don't know. And it's not fair to say. Let's not do that.
Well,
let me say this though,
Patricia. The difference between Matt Stafford and Tom Brady is that Tom Brady would have taken the Detroit Lions to a Super Bowl.
True.
It would have happened. He is a leader on and off the field.
I'd take that bet. I don't believe Tom Brady could have got the Detroit Lions to a Super Bowl.
I'm telling you right now.
Those guys suck so bad.
Well, they were that bad.
Joe,
that's the worst football team that's in the history of the pro football.
If you look back at some of those New England Patriots teams that went to the Super Bowl, some of them were very stacked. Some of them weren't. Some of them were some of the wide receivers that he was throwing to and winning Super Bowls. The defense was always good, but there's an argument to be made that the defense in Detroit was pretty good a lot of those seasons. They just didn't seem to put it together. Everything was never put together. They're cursed. They've got the Barry Sanders curse.
And then they brought up that New England guy who was the defensive coordinator, was going to be the head coach, and it fell apart on him. It can't be everybody that goes up there just suck. They do. Everybody that goes up there just sucks.
Maybe it's the water.
It's something, man. That Detroit River water, that's where Stroh's beer comes from.
They got to stop drinking.
Maybe Cincinnati, no, maybe they're sharing that chili or something.
Oh, yeah. You know? right up the creek. You know, right up the
river. You know what, though? Matthew Stafford and the wide receiver, Cooper Kupp, of course, he's just amazing. Those two are a duo. But then you add Odell Beckham Jr., which, hey, I think these three are going to just show up and do it. This is it. I can't wait to see them. I really can't. Well, and I hope
we're running out of time here. And I see here that Eddie is he wants to know who you think has the best wide receivers, the Bengals or the Rams.
Oh, I'm going to go with the Rams. Indeed.
Yeah, I feel
you know, Cooper Kupp, like I said, he deserves the MVP.
Over 2,000 yards.
Mean, if they could ever give him an MVP as a wide receiver, but something special.
I got to go with you on that one. And I just think that Cooper Kupp is one of those, God, one in a million kind of receivers that he can cut on a dime and he just gets open.
He's good.
Oh, he's just better than good. I mean, he just gets open. And he can catch that ball. And
as long as Matthew keeps throwing those passes to him and they got it.
It's going to be, let me tell you something. You know, it's going to be a real good Super Bowl.
All right, guys, we got to hit a break here. We'll be right back on right after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off, we'll be right back. Don't touch that dial.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone. And AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Now back to Mouthing Off, the only sports show that counts.
Welcome back to Mouthing Off All Over the World with Fast Eddie Mansfield and Patricia Sunny, the California Girls, Summerland. They've got too many weapons to have happen to them. What happened to them with with Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, and Patrick Mahomes? You should be able to put up a lot of points.
Well, I'm looking
to open that brand new stadium.
Oh, it's a beautiful stadium,
Super Bowl.
Too.
I mean, you can't get better than that. Hey, it's been fun. We got to run. See you next week.
Everyone, take care. Thank you for listening.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.